Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Thank you for checking in and being a part of Chicago's afternoon news. It's always evolving and changing, and we continue to build the show, and we're glad you're a part of it. Steve Bertrand is here, and we'll check in with Kevin Powell about sports. Mary will keep you up to date on the traffic, which hasn't been too bad. On the phone, Alderwoman Rosanna Rodriguez, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First of all, were you distributing part of those 1.5 million masks that are being handed out in Chicago?
So we just got them today, and we are making a plan for distribution right now. We are prioritizing schools and senior homes and places where people are very vulnerable. So we are working on that today, and we will be ready for distribution probably tomorrow.
Alderwoman Rodriguez is the 33rd Ward Alderwoman, Alderman. Your website says Alderman. Am I supposed to make a change here, or how does that work?
So officially, that was the term that was being used. Now it has changed per state law, but that apparently hasn't impacted us yet at an official level. So I usually call myself Alder Woman. Feel free to use whatever term you want now.
Well, I'm glad I got it the way that you do it. So why we wanted to talk to you today is there is some concern among you and people in your office and your constituents about where the COVID dollars are going. Speak to us about that.
Yeah, so the American Rescue Act funding that was received by the city of Chicago, we have finally seen the guidance of the Treasury Department that says that that money could not be used to pay debt for the city or for any other municipality. But we know that that is what happened in the city of Chicago, and is the reason why a very sizable portion of the money that was supposed to go to address the needs of our communities ended up being used to pay Chase, for example. So we are concerned about that, and we would really like an investigation to try to get that money back to our communities. And there's a lot of ways in which that could have been handled. Of course, there were loopholes that were used to be able to do that. So we are concerned about the fact that our communities ended up missing out in a lot of resources that could have been used so that we could have still testing centers in our communities at a moment when we have had this this really hard dispute, right, between CPS and teachers and staff who are concerned for the safety of schools in the middle of a pandemic. We can talk about violence, for example. Yes, there is $85 million of American Rescue Act funding that is going to go to violence prevention. But is that enough? In a community like mine, for example, a lot of violence prevention dollars don't end up in our communities because our numbers in terms of crime or violence are not as high as other places. So it's always an afterthought, and then we end up with no money for prevention. And then when we see spikes, there is no way for us to be able to handle them.
We're talking with Alderwoman Rosanna Rodriguez, 33rd Ward Alderwoman, and she is calling on federal officials to investigate the city's use of COVID-19 relief funds.
Alderwoman, are you saying the city, the Lightfoot administration, knowingly violated the act, or what exactly is the accusation here?
So I believe that the mayor was waiting for final guidance on the Treasury Department and hoping, right, that the final guidance was going to be that it was going to be okay to use COVID relief money in order to be able to pay to repay debt. But that is not the case, right? And we ended up missing out on almost $1 billion.
So her payment on the debt came after the guidance came out, or came before the guidance came out?
Yeah, the final guidance came out this week, I believe. And so now we are seeing what the actual guidance is. But the city already committed to paying that debt, right? So what do we do now? And this is why we're calling for an investigation in terms of the use of the funding.
And did you hear Steve just announced that the COVID has hit the mayor? The mayor is now tested positive for COVID?
No, I did not know that.
And I want to ask you about a letter that you posted on your website. You said at present, this was about a week or so ago, fewer than 10% of Chicago public school students have opted into the district's existing testing program. Less than a quarter of students under age 12 are fully vaccinated. And last week, during the first 2 days of in-person classes, you heard from teachers who had classes already had a COVID exposure, who struggled to safely staff classes. What do you hear now that school will be back in session tomorrow?
So I am a CPS parent, and my child goes to our neighborhood school here in the Albany Park community. I am really concerned right now because, and this goes back to the idea of not using the money to be able to create strong structures of care for our communities, right? Meaningful structures of care for our communities. I am incredibly concerned that my child eats in a cafeteria with a lot of children. When they are eating, there is no social distancing. They're all sitting, and there's a group of students that are sitting on the same table, and they take their masks off, and they are talking. So how is that different from eating at a restaurant where there is a vaccine mandate, right? So we are saying schools are safe, there are mitigations, but in a situation like the school cafeteria, for example, the mitigations are gone because kids have to take their masks off to eat their lunch. So I am really concerned. I'm also concerned about the testing part of it. We are supposed to be testing now. I mean, I would like to see everybody tested in CPS so that we can actually have a number and we know how we're doing in terms of COVID infection rates in our schools. But that is not what's happening right now. And it's because CPS didn't build capacity in order to be able to go door by door and enrolling people or making sure that we have people coordinating.
And Alderwoman Rosanna Rodriguez, are you sending your child to school tomorrow?
So I haven't made that determination yet. I don't want to be honest with you. I am nervous about sending my child to school, and my child is vaccinated. He is fully vaccinated. I might not be as concerned for him because he is fully vaccinated, but not all of the kids are vaccinated, right? Like there's a very small rate of students that are vaccinated right now. And we are responsible for one another and we live in community, right?
So if you keep him home, though, how long would you do that? And he's going, I mean, there's no remote learning, right? So he would suffer academically if you do that.
So fortunately, right, my child has parents that can work with him in the home, and we can figure out how to make sure that he doesn't lag behind. But I am also concerned about the well-being of my child and the well-being of the rest of my community, right? This is a hard decision for parents right now that are being put in a situation in which they have to choose between being able to go to work and also worry about the well-being of their children. And it's an impossible situation to be put in.
It really is. Thank you so much for joining us, Alderwoman Rosanna Rodriguez, 33rd Ward Alderman. Thank you. We appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you.